Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking to Daniel Truett, well-known Hollywood performer, actor, singer, and a gentleman who is well-known for his work in the original film, The Sound of Music. And we're going to talk about a few different things that Daniel's been working on and his faith as well. Daniel, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning.
Our program.
Oh, glad to be here. And anybody that wants to take the time to talk to me, I'm more than happy to reciprocate.
Well, we appreciate that. Daniel, you've been in the entertainment world for many, many years, but for many people, they know you from the film The Sound of Music, released in 1965, and a lot of that filming done in the year before, 1964. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your early journey and then getting that film role.
Well, I mean, when you say early journey, I don't know how far back you want to go, but if you go all the way back, I actually started dance classes at six.
Wow.
The typical way I was going with my sister, she was taking ballet classes, and so I went with her, and when I came into the studio, Dean Crockett and Bobby Crockett ran the studio, and they saw me, and they had two little girls. One was Allison, and one was Leslie, and they came up to me, and they wanted me to partner, you know, and they said, I'll give you a full scholarship. You can take, you know, tap, and you can take gymnastics. And then they mentioned ballet. I wasn't too thrilled about that one, but so they offered me a full scholarship in dancing at 6 years old. And so I spent those early years partnering their daughters, and I had a wonderful life. I mean, I don't think you could ask for a better environment than kids that are taking classes and working, on their future and the health and the beauty of it all. So I grew up there, and when I made a big change was I'd always go out, and I think I was about 11, and I also took tap, and I tap dance, and then I did tricks and all that, and then somebody would come out, or some girl would come out, sing a song, and every time they would win. So I finally decided I needed to start taking voice lessons. Okay. So I started taking voice lessons, and followed that career, and I had a lot of success, and won a scholarship out of high school to the Pasadena Playhouse, and went there, and then I got my first job in San Francisco at the Sheraton Palace. I was 18 and got my equity card, and then I just continued to be successful and participate in so many different shows, Hollywood Palace. I worked Vegas, I worked the Strip, I worked with a lot of Juliet Prowse, and the Rat Pack, because she was associated with that through Frank Sinatra. But anyway, Sound of Music was, I was in town, and I was told, you know, there's this movie they're making, and there's a part in there called Rolf. I said, oh, really? And they said, and I was rehearsing another show, and one of the fellows that was in the show was up for the part of Rolf, and I thought, oh, gosh, I wish I could audition for it. Well, I told my agent, I said, I wish you could get me an interview for the part of Rolf in The Sound of Music. He said, well, let me see about it. So he got me an interview, but it wasn't much of an interview. I remember I went on the lot at 20th Century Fox, came around the bend, and there was like 500 young guys, all blondes, because my hair was not blonde, it was pretty dark, and they were doing a quick interview, and they interviewed me, and nothing happened. So about 2 or 3 months later, my agent was at a party where Pamela DeNova, who was the speech coach for The Sound of Music, he met her, and he was trying to get her to see Liesel. And she said, I'm sorry, this movie is cast. We've got a Liesel. In fact, we've got everybody. In fact, we're even starting production, but we cannot find a Rolf. And she said, why, do you think you might have one? He says, well, I mean, I think so. She said, well, go get a picture. So he went out and he got a picture of me and showed it to her. So he said, fine, I'll set up an audition. So I went over to 20th Century Fox about 2 or 3 days later and met Bob Weiss, who at that time was probably the biggest, most powerful director in the business, and Saul Chaplin, also a brilliant composer and very much a part of the business. Met them. They liked what I looked like, so they sent me over to Mark Brough and Dee Dee Wood. And Mark Brough and Dee Dee Wood were the choreographers for Mary Poppins, because Julie had brought a lot of people over from that movie. Well, I was a real strong dancer. I mean, I had ballet and all of that. So, I mean, they gave me this audition, which was real simple, because they didn't necessarily want Rolf and Liesel to look like a couple of professional dancers. They want them to look like a couple of kids having fun in a sort of a dance mode. So I did their choreography, and then they gave me an A. And then I went back to Bob Weiss with this A. He said, okay, I've got a scene for you. He said, this is the last scene in the picture. This is where Rolf turns the family in. I want you to do this scene for me. I want to see if I find you to be believable. So I learned that scene, which everybody remembers. You know, so I became the nasty Nazi from The Sound of Music. But the reason I got that part was they really were impressed with my performance as an actor playing that role. So at that, when that happened, then they took me over and they were running, they didn't have time for a screen test. They were doing a personality test, which is they just talk to you to see if you're normal and natural. So I remember I went into this building, and when I walked in, it was full of people. I don't know who they were, but I think they were pretty important people. Anyway, Bob Weiss said, okay, Dan, I'm going to run some film, and I'm just going to talk to you, so you just be natural. I said, okay, fine. He started talking to me, and then I said, Bob, do you mind if I sing? He said, sing? I said, yeah. He said, I didn't know you sang. I said, yeah, I sing. He says, well, what do you want to sing? I said, I want to sing 16 going on 17. So I sang 16 going on 17, and I'll never forget that. When I got done, I looked around. Everybody in that place was smiling. Bob was smiling. And shortly after that, I had a 7-year contract at 20th Century Fox and also doing The Sound of Music, a complete unknown. And that's how I got started. They'd already started the picture.
Wow.
And the first thing that they did, because they were so concerned about it, the first thing I had to shoot was the last scene in the picture. I had to do the crypt scene.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And the difficulty with that as an actor was Rolf had a change of character. But so now here I am doing the last scene, and I had to work backwards to the first scene, and the last scene I shot on the lot was the gazebo scene. So it was somewhat difficult to have the character change. But anyway, it went over, and they were very pleased with that. And then, you know, it went on, and then Liesl and I did our acting together, and then we did the gazebo scene, which was a huge success. And I cannot tell you the joy that I've had in these many years of being a part of that film and being able to be, say I played the part of Rolf.
We continue our visit today with Daniel Truitt here on In Spirit Radio. And Daniel, you shared a little bit about the history of your getting the role at The Sound of Music, but so many things have happened in your life since that time. You had a stint in the military, other entertainment roles, all the way to current day where you're working with Salty Earth Pictures based in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, doing faith-based films. So maybe you could share a little bit about that career that God has blessed you with over the years.
Well, I really have been blessed. When I look back on my life, you know, this September I turned 80, so I've had to change the words to I am 17 going on 80 instead of 18. But I've seen a lot of life, and the Lord has been so good to me in the field of theater. I've met the most wonderful people in wonderful shows. I've always loved play acting and playing different roles or different characters than I am. But you know, I cannot thank the Lord more than to say that I actually was a professional actor, singer, and dancer. These blessings have been quite wonderful. I married right after Sound of Music, and I had two boys, Thomas Rolf and Rolf Peter. Thomas Rolf is an opera singer, wonderful talent. Rolf, my middle son, is an educator, graduated from magna cum laude from UCLA. He corrects other essays and papers, and he's been all over the world, and he speaks Taiwanese, Chinese, Spanish, just a world traveler and a wonderful son. And then my youngest son, Daniel, has five little girls, and he's been an extra blessing that I didn't know I was going to have, and I'm so thankful for him. And he became active and joined the Russian Orthodox Church because he's always loved history and antiquity. And I guess that's what drew him to that church. And he even packed up and took his whole family actually to Russia. And of course, when I think of Russia, I said, Daniel, you don't want to go to Russia. I mean, you know. But apparently, I, not knowing, there's a lot of nice communities there, and that Russia, that area, was very much involved in the basic formation of Christ Church. So I've got wonderful sons, and then I have three wonderful daughters. When I married Terelia, she had Aaliyah and Anna and Tammy. They have a wonderful family, very active in the church, Christ Church, and I can't think of anything more blessings than I've had. But also the theater has always been there, and of course the Sound of Music, you don't leave that. That we knew when we did Sound of Music that we had a great film because we had the best people in the business.
We hope you enjoyed our interview with Daniel Truitt, who is very well known for his choreography, his beautiful singing voice, and coaching and voice lessons over the many years to thousands of young entertainers. And so we're glad we could bring that your way. Look for Daniel in the upcoming movie One by One, produced by Salty Earth Pictures in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. And we'll have more details on that release as they become more available over the next few months as production is completed in coming days. Thanks for listening to our interview with Daniel Truitt today, right here on In Spirit Radio.